But as the particular term there, I don't remember just what we would
do. Do you have any special place where you'd keep this sort of stuff?
I do. Utility room.
Uh-huh. Did you have a place like this when you were younger, and did you call it a utility room then?
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you say your wife does in the morning when she dusts and sweeps the floor and does the dishes and makes the beds? What do you call that?
Call it the,
Say she's going to?
In my case, I do the chores.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, we don't call that chores, do we?
Might.
Of course, now there's nothing to do now. The man in town, he's not supposed to do anything. But
yeah, that's right.
But when we were in the country,
mm-hmm.
we had the cows to milk and the pigs to feed,
mm-hmm.
the horses to feed and the chickens. That was mm-hmm. chores, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be done night and day. Twice each day. And that was as important then as our farm work. But I'm still trying to think what we call the word to apply to the
woman's work.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I know, I'm sure I do. But
what did your mother use to sweep the floor?
Just an ordinary broom. We did have brooms.
Mm-hmm. Where'd she keep it?
Why, she usually keep it over in the corner of the house behind. Oh, you know, just hide it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
There was usually what they call a pantry, just mm-hmm. a room to put a broom in or whatever you had, mop.
Mm-hmm. Did your wife have any special duties on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, Monday is usually wash day.
Uh-huh.
And then Tuesday, if there was any, as a rule, if there was any, of course, now this is later, they have clubs now,
mm-hmm.
and that usually meets on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But now, that's not true so much now as it was a few years ago.
Well, after a woman does the washing, then what does she have to do?
Has to hang the clothes out and dry them, and then bring them in and iron them, you know.
Uh-huh.
out on a clothesline, as a rule.
What does your wife do to take, well, what does your wife put the clothes in to get them to the clothesline? You notice I've shifted now. I'm modern now. I'll go backwards again.
Well, just an ordinary basket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call this part of your house outside the front door?
To me, that's still a porch.
Uh-huh. Is that what it was when you were a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called a gallery?
Yes, sir. We called them galleries very often when I was a young fellow. But we always used the term porch. But uh-huh. gallery was very common.
Uh-huh. How about veranda? Was that
veranda was a common, it all meant the same thing to us.
Uh-huh.
The porch, the gallery, the veranda.
How about stoop?
I'm not acquainted with that.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't used in our community.
Uh-huh. If the door was open and somebody didn't want it that way, what would he ask?
If the door was open and
somebody was going through it and the fellow didn't want the door open, what would he say to the fellow who was going through the door?
Shut the door?
Uh-huh. I say shut the door, my wife says pull the door too.
We always said shut the door.
You're always shut, huh?
Yes, that's right.
What did you have on the outside of your house? What did you use to cover it? Now this wouldn't be the dugout, this would be
no,
your house.
Half. You mean the walls of the house?
Yeah, outside.
My whole life, after we got able to build a house, we just painted it.
Uh-huh.
Just paint.
Well, what did you put the paint on? What was it, brick?
No.
Adobe?
No, the adobe was before my day. I don't know anything about that. You know there was never an adobe house in this country, mm-hmm. speak of.
Yeah.
That was further west and further.
Yeah, some down in old Greer County.
Yeah, I know there were, but in Washtenaw County here,
uh-huh.
when the people immigrated in 18 and 92, when they came in here, you know, they never built any. There was one or two out here that tell me but deal and not mm-hmm. in there. And I believe there's one standing out there yet. But in my local community, they went from the dugout mm-hmm. to frame houses,
mm-hmm.
lumber houses.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they just painted them.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any special word for the boards on the outside of the house?
The boards?
Yeah.
Let me see. They perhaps did, some of them. You know, there were a lot of those old folks that came in there from different places.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring peculiar terms.
Mm-hmm.
But as a boy, I just don't recall what
clapboards?
Clapboards?
Clapboards? You ever use those?